I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Circa 21 Dinner Playhouse will stay closed until the fall. Owner and producer Denny Hitchcock has announced Circa 21 Dinner Playhouse in Rock Island will remain closed until this fall since it cannot financially absorb losses due to the latest Illinois reopening guidelines. Back on June 26, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the new guidelines for indoor theaters would allow for reopening at a 50% capacity or 50 guests, whichever was the smallest. Hitchcock said recently that despite the fact his table seating in the 334-seat theater is clearly that of a restaurant rather than traditional theater seating, Circa was informed that all theaters in Illinois would be treated the same. Canceling their planned productions of Saturday Night Fever, Beauty and the Beast, and Guys and Dolls was the most difficult decision that he's had to make in Circa's 43-year history. Guys and Dolls is expected, though, to be rescheduled for next year. The theater has been closed since mid-March, reopening only on June 21st for an outdoor Music on the Marquee event that sold out 142 seats within 24 hours. Circa plans to reopen with the comedy Savannah Sipping Society, which has just four actors and originally planned for this summer. The Circa 21 Speakeasy next door, which has a capacity of 125, will be able to reopen with the 50-person maximum. Brett Hitchcock, Director of Audience Development, says Circa has talked with Rock Island Mayor Mike Toombs and State Representative Mike Halpin to help the theater get reclassified as a restaurant with the state.
The fact that we did not get reclassified does not mean we're going to stop trying to get reclassified. I mean, we're still trying to meet with, still working with Mike Toombs on the city level, and, you know, we're going to get back with Halpin and possibly Neil Anderson as well on the state level and try to, you know, continue to work on getting us reclassified because it really is an unfair situation for us.
The Dinner Theater had aimed to reopen July 7th with a comprehensive health and safety plan in place they'd worked on for months to protect the actors, the guests, and the staff. Circa expected to come back with plated table service and no more buffet-style dinners.
We were set to go. We had everything situated with the food. I mean, we had everything worked on. In fact, we had gone beyond what the CDC wanted and what the state wanted. We were even above that, again, feeling really good that we were going to be able to open. And then we kind of got, you know, a big slap in the face on Friday morning when they called in and said, no, you've been denied. And the governor's office has said they're going to keep all theaters the same in the state, which is not fair at all because we're getting lumped in with places like, you know, as an example around here, like the Adler, you know, those big roadhouses that bring in touring shows.
Hitchcock says in 1977, when Circa opened, the state treasurer said that half of the ticket price would be taxed at rates for food and beverage and half from the show. And it's been taxed that way for 43 years, but not classified as a restaurant. And he's frustrated that Germer's Casino in Rock Island was able to open July 1st at 50% capacity, but not nearly as low a maximum for the number of patrons. Brett Hitchcock says they've contacted their 2,000 season ticket holders and have had an amazingly supportive response from many of them, noting many would not ask for a refund. Those who had a reservation for Saturday Night Fever, Beauty and the Beast, Guys and Dolls, upcoming concerts, or spring and summer children's shows, the amount they paid has been applied to a Circa 21 credit memo in their customer file. The credit will never expire and can be used on any future reservation.
You know, I think the big thing that, you know, we want people to know is that we are still here and we will still be here. And, you know, it's, you know, their investment in Circa 21 is a solid investment and, you know, we're not going anywhere.
For Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.